Greetings, Saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we ask you, Lord, that you have your saints praying for these so-called holidays for the protection of the righteous and for the deliverance of your people. And to bring down the wicked. We ask it in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you. Amen. Okay, this is something that we threw together very, very quickly because some things showed up at the last minute here. So there might be a little bit of confusion, but we'll try to keep it to a minimum. You remember that we just gave a warning concerning Halloween. How that the deep state basically had joined with their Satanists and their witches to bring a curse and to try to take down the people of God who are supporting Trump and Trump himself. So anyway, we're going to continue with that. We've a lot of past dreams has been brought up. We're going to look at them. That may be bring in a little bit of confusion because we're bringing past dreams in with past notes and adding new notes with that. So please bear with us, okay? Well, concerning our last Halloween warning and this one today, we should remember that the witches who are sending out curses on President Trump and his supporters, among whom are the Christians, that the curse only has authority over those who are under it, meaning those who are not repented and walking under the blood of our Passover Lamb, Jesus. Those not ignorant, because ignorance is an excuse, but walking in willful disobedience to the Lord. As Hebrews 10, 25 and 26 warns us, judgment will come upon these people. We're talking about apostate Christians. Let me say that this is kind of ingenious, I think. In this way, this curse will fulfill our many warnings from the Lord of the deep state Satanists taking out only apostates. Like I said, we rushed this together, so just be patient with us. We're going to give you a little warning on Halloween and how Nibiru, spiritually, not physically, gives us a parable concerning this. Nibiru, as you know, is the dragon, and the dragon passed over on a Passover in Egypt, and it took out the wicked and it left the righteous, right? So there's a little parable in this. Eve Brast also put some updated notes in here. I put some updated notes in here in blue. My normal is red, and I put them update notes in blue, and she put them in green. And so please catch what's being said here, all right? She said, "Hi, David. Deb," that's Deb Horton, "sent me this link below in connection with this series of dreams called True and False Man-Child, Seven Consecutive Dreams, that I had back in 2011. I pasted a portion of them below. It all may be relevant to Sandy's dream about the witches and their plot and their scheme and their cursing of the Christians and Trump, right? For this coming Halloween, 2019, okay? And she said, "I feel it is very important that God's people fast and pray during this time frame, that the witches are fasting and conjuring up all their evil plans for Halloween, All Saints Day, and the Day of the Dead." That's days following Halloween, right? "We must counter in the spirit realm. I also feel that it is no coincidence that Nancy Pelosi has called for a vote concerning the Democrat impeachment inquiry vote to be held on Halloween, when their witchcraft against President Trump and the children of God will be at its peak. Yes, and there's an article here. I'm not going to read it because I got too much else to read here. But the link also that Deb sent was a picture of the sun. You know how they darken the sun so that you can see what's going on it, and they leave only the really brilliant, high intensity parts of the sun. And amazingly, it brought up a picture that looked very much like a jack-o'-lantern. So, very interesting. Anyway, Eve said, I decided to insert this portion of this dream indented here below, also because it precedes the dream that follows on the website. It mentions me leading a group of Hispanic refugees, women and children, to safety on Halloween, and fits well also with Sandy's dream. Well, I tell you, our site is so full of dreams, folks, going back and picking up the stuff that was actually pointed to this day is not easy to do. But we have dreams sometimes years ahead of time, and we wonder which day is this going to come on? Which year is this particular dream about Halloween going to happen on? Well, it looks like to me that this is the year, because the deep state is backed into a corner. They are rounding them up. They are bringing out and releasing much information on their evil, and they're trying to stop it. So, this is on 10/21/11. I dreamed of people escaping a demonic deception. I had another dream about Rodney. This is extremely rare. I have only dreamed about him one other time, and that was several years ago. The dream started with me leading a group of Hispanic refugees, women and children, up a very narrow staircase that was hidden in the back of this warehouse. And at that time, that was 2011, I put this note in there. True Christians are like Hispanic refugees in that we are treated like illegal aliens in our own country, and we'll more and more have to hide from the religious and secular leadership of our nation because of their evil. Eve, the bride of the last Adam, Jesus, will lead the sects of Christianity to escape deception. True. Then Eve's dream went on back in that time. The steps were not equidistant apart. Some were narrow and others seemed as wide as a landing. I was helping them to escape. The passage was dark and only lit up by light coming from the bottom of the stairs where there was a food stand. We could hear muffled music and people laughing and talking. And my note back then was, the food, which is also the light of God's word, will lighten our dangerous steps in this coming time of deception. Yes. She said, when I reached the top of the stairs, I went to the right, but the refugees waited at the top of the stairs for me, and I came to a stage that was lit up, and it looked like a living room with a wooden door and wooden grain fireplace. The rug and furniture seemed to be the colors of red, orange, and yellow, like fire, right? That's a Halloween-type evil public deception is what I put there at that time, a note. And an updated note by Eve here says, Q has told us that we are watching a show by saying, grab your popcorn, sit back and enjoy the show, meaning the deep state is putting on quite a show to deceive the people with their mainstream media fake news outlets. But God is using the patriots to expose their evil deceptions at every turn. Oh, yes, and there's so much revelations coming out in just the last few days. It's amazing what these criminals have done and are getting caught at. So back to Eve's dream in 2011. I stood looking at this distraction for a moment, and then suddenly by surprise, a man burst through the door with his arms outstretched deceptively like Jesus on the cross. He was dressed in a black tuxedo pants and a white tuxedo shirt with a rubber pumpkin mask on his face. Again, Halloween. He belted out a long note of vibrato the way they do in an opera, and then dramatically peeled his mask off from the chin upward with his left hand and flung it away. And I was repulsed when I saw it was Rodney, and remembered I had to keep leading the group of women and children to safety. He stood there, breathing heavily with his arms still outstretched, with a big triumphant smile. He was staring at the stage lighting, and I could hear recorded applause. I turned and went back to where they were waiting on me. So I go pick up the Christians again. And my note back then was, although Christians who celebrate this demonic holiday are eating and drinking with the drunken, and as Jesus warned, this is only a type of the evil deception of the people under the mask, as they act as though they are living the crucified life while they are in sin. Yes, that's very true. And behind the devil's deception, represented by this day, is revealed those who crave the acceptance and applause of men rather than God by refusing to obey his word. The righteous will escape these deceivers. Yes, as a matter of fact, God's got the plan, and we're looking at it, to take out these deceivers. And then she said, I woke up. And again, this is back in 2011. And I asked the Father for scriptures for this dream, and my finger was on Nehemiah 13 and 21. Then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge ye about the wall? In other words, apostates besieging Zion, the bride, right? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. Well, you know, the Sabbath is an eternal agreement with God. And it doesn't mean in the letter or in the flesh. It means ceasing from our works so that he may do his through us. That's what it really means. And that's not what Christianity mostly is about nowadays. I use Christianity loosely here. Verse 22. And I commanded the Levites that they should purify themselves and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember unto me, O my God, this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy loving kindness. Amen. And my note back then was, the Sabbath is to cease from our own works, including spiritually fulfilling this demonic holiday. In this day, in this case, there is also a threat from God for those who do it. 1 Samuel 15 and 23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as idolatry and teraphim, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king. The principal star in Cetus, the dragon, means rebel, quote unquote. And witchcraft is always associated with Halloween. And of course, the witches agree with that 100%. Many of them say that this is Satan's birthday. Don't think it's just a useless thing for kids to play with. It's nothing for kids to play with. It is demonic. So Eve said, I asked for a scripture to explain a little more about what Halloween, October 31st, means, and my finger was on Lamentations 2 and 3. He hath cut off in fierce anger all the horn of Israel. He hath drawn back his right hand before the enemy, and hath burned up Jacob like a flaming fire, which devoureth round about. My note back then was, those who take part in this deception with their apostate rulers will be chastened severely or destroyed. The next night, Eve said, 10:22-11, I dreamed of Halloween and Nibiru. I had asked Father concerning what would be the meaning of October 31st, or what it represents concerning the warning dream the night before about my ex-husband with the pumpkin mask. And I had just read Lamentations 2 and 3 before falling asleep. And the Father may be connecting October 31st and the effects of Nibiru as events totally in the spirit realm. Let me remind you of what I've shared with you in the past, how that Nibiru was the destroyer that passed over Egypt. They called the dragon or the destroyer. Even the Egyptians called it the destroyer. It's the dragon. Who is the dragon? The dragon is the god of Babylon. Yeah. And then this updated note from Eve, since I had these dreams back in 2011 with the advantage of hindsight and the current political and spiritual climate of this country and the worldwide sex trafficking industry exposed, which is always connected to Satanism, and the deep state and their elite pedophile leaders. We can obviously see that this is a spiritual event occurring now. Okay. In other words, it wasn't for that Halloween, and we suspected that, and we noted that then, that it may not be for that Halloween, but something in the future. And now it looks like, you know, because of the timing of everything that's happening, this is it. And I said back then, I said, as types, they seem to represent the same thing. Read Rod of My Son below, which we will get to that in just a minute. During the night, the Father gave me this dream three times in a row, which was very unusual. I was facing east watching the sunrise on my father's land. At first, it looked normal with a yellow and orange glow, like Charlie Brown's great pumpkin rising from the earth. Like a false god, right? Yeah, that was a Halloween thing again. But then a strange thing started to happen. I started to see deep blackish purple auroras start flashing across the entire sky, and they were reflecting upon the surface of the earth, and this happened on a global scale. Well, this deception is global. But this reminds you of the very picture from NASA of the sun, the way it looked. It's very interesting that they brought this out now. And again, we're not talking about a physical Nibiru showing up at this moment. It's coming. I do believe that. But we're talking about the dragon and a Passover and the destruction of the wicked. And Eve said, suddenly this pitch, again, it was back there in 2011, suddenly this pitch black, odd-shaped sphere rose from the horizon in place of the sun, giving off blackish purple rays as it rose. A dark shadow covered the earth. And my note back then was, the false sun /S-O-N, comes between Earth and the true Sun /S-O-N, blocking the light of the Word. Yeah, some people say it doesn't matter what we do, it's just a kid's thing, you know, but no, it doesn't. I started to hear distant cries of women, like in the Ten Commandments movie when the destroyer angel came through Egypt. So, connecting this now with that Passover in Egypt, and we know that God's people are going to pass through a spiritual Red Sea, which takes out their enemies as they go into the wilderness, which is the tribulation. right? So this destroyer angel is this destruction that we are about to see is being typed here. The cries came from all direction. And my note back then was, this symbolizes a Passover of the saints who walk under the blood and judgment of and on the false sons, typed by Nibiru, the destroyer. That's the dragon, right? Those who oppress the true saints whom they want to keep in bondage. Yes, we can see that again. The witches are doing this again. Anybody that calls on the name of Jesus, they're cursing them. That's what they said. They out of their own mouths. Okay, my updated blue note here is plague/sword. Remember how Babylon took down the apostates. Two of those things was plague and sword. Plague/sword from the dragon on Halloween 1031 from Babylon deep state. The dragon. That's the dragon. I called to my husband and children to come see it. They stood with me on the porch and watched it rise. I said in the dream, it's Nibiru, it's arrived. And then she has a note here that she had in there back then. I don't think Nibiru will literally appear at this time, and it didn't. I heard a still small voice say behind me, and his, meaning the dragon, his tail, drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. Revelation 12 and 4. The dragon again. Nibiru again, right? And my note from back then was Nibiru here represents the false sun, SUN/SONs, who have no nuclear heart, which is what they say the problem with this second sun is, has no nuclear heart, and are the destructive hands of the destroyer. Yes. Isaiah 9 and 15 says, the prophet that speaketh lies, he is the tail. The problem is what we've shared with you is God is especially wanting to take down through all of this the apostate leaders who are keeping God's people in bondage and keeping them earthly, like this tail cast them to the earth. They didn't have their respect for their being seated with Christ in heavenly places, so they were cast to the earth. And these deceivers will cast down a third of the seed of Abraham, who God said was as the stars, right? This is not angels, folks. This is people of God. A third of the seed of Abraham, according to faith, you are as the stars of heaven, according to the Lord, in Genesis 26:4 and Exodus 32:13. All right. So, you know, we've been telling you that the dragon has been seeking to devour the man-child, giving you the proof of it. It's been happening. We're in this stage. And now here's something else that was spoken in the same place, that a third of the stars of heaven would be thrown down to the earth. So I asked the Father for another scripture, and my finger was on Psalm 112 and 4. Unto the righteous there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and merciful and righteous. Well, you've been studying with us long enough to know what righteous people look like and what they do and what they say and what they think. Well, God says that the righteous will have light in the darkness. My note back then, those who walk in the light of God's word will be like those refugees who escape the deception. Amen. And my updated blue note, and partake of the Passover of the plague/sword. Yes. This all happened two more times. That's three in all, three times. And you got Genesis 41:32. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. And now we believe that it's a good possibility that that's exactly what's going to happen. I know that there are some people think that they can cast down everything that the devil does. But no, the devil has authority over some people. And we have to realize that. He has authority over them who are under the curse because of rebellion. And his job, he is the administrator of the curse, he and his angels. You can't take away his authority that God has given unto him. He has given him that authority. Right? But now we can come against everything that they try to do to the righteous. Right. That's right. So my notes, or actually Eve's notes back then, she said, I asked the Father to please reveal to me what Nibiru represented in this dream that repeated three times. When I opened my Bible, my finger was on Ezekiel 21:9. Son of man, prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord, say, a sword, it is sharpened and is also furbished. It is sharpened that it may make a slaughter. This is a beast coming against the apostates. Again, okay. It is sharpened that it may make a slaughter. It is furbished that it may be as lightning. Shall we then make mirth? The rod of my son, it contemneth every tree. You know, the Lord's son is going to be in control over all of this. And shall we make mirth? And I'll share with you the rod of my son below. A revelation that we had concerning it. But my note here was, my updated note, judgment coming instead of mirth. In other words, a holiday. Judgment coming instead of mirth, a holiday. That's what we're thinking that this looks like to us. And I believe that these dreams from way back in 2011 are actually pointing to now. We'll see, right? In verse 14 of Ezekiel 21, thou therefore, son of man, prophesy and smite thy hands together, and let the sword be doubled the third time. There's that three times again. God does things like this to confirm revelations. Let me say that the third, and I wrote this back then, the third major conquering of God's people by a world beast was Babylon, the dragon. It was Egypt, Assyria, and then Babylon, which we now know as the deep state. And then I went on to say the U.S., the deep state, again, will conquer and take captive the Lord's people, natural and spiritual. There will also be a third world war in some ways. It is happening going from nation to nation through the Middle East and Africa. Wow, man, that was written back in 2011, and guess what? It's certainly been happening. You know, an undeclared war. And it's constant. Now, what have we got going on here in America? Some people don't even know this is happening. They don't have the foggiest idea. The only thing they watch is mainstream media, and all they want you to do is sleep, right? But this, there's a war going on, and it's for our country and the world, by the way. Going on with the text, the sword of the deadly wounded. It is the sword of the great one that is deadly wounded, which is entered into their chambers. I have set the threatening sword against all their gates, that their heart may melt and their stumblings be multiplied. Ah, it is made as lightning. It is pointed for slaughter. What is it about Nibiru? Is lightning, right? Those electrical impulses. Interesting. My note here, updated note, is attack of the deep state on apostate Christianity. I feel that this chapter may sum up all that the Father is warning us about in this series. This is Eve's note here, of warning dreams, and also what is fixing to happen to those who are drunken with the world. Verse 27, I will overturn it. This also shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it to him. Overturn is repeated three times. So what does this mean, overturn? It didn't happen back then, did it? And we suggested that it wasn't going to happen back then in our notes. And so, but it waits for something to happen. It waits for the man-child to come as Moses did to release the judgments and to what? Bring the Passover. Yeah, that's what it's been waiting for, this to happen. Remember, the man-child is pre-anointed, just like Joseph was, just like David was, before the kingly anointing. There was a man-child. He had a ministry. Okay. And today we know that that is a corporate body of reformers. And then there's post-anointing, like caught up to the throne and anointed. Okay. So what is this overturn? It shall be no more until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it to him. So it waits for the man-child to come as Moses did at the direction of God to release the judgments. Moses did just that. He released all the judgments upon the Egyptians, even up to their destruction at the Red Sea, which we've also prophesied is coming very quickly here. You're seeing part of it. They're catching these criminals. They're shooting some of them. They're giving them an opportunity to either go through prosecution or pass on out into the netherworld, which that's what some of them are choosing to do. And so anyway, going on, verse 29, while they see for thee false visions, while they divine lies unto thee, to lay thee upon the necks of the wicked that are deadly wounded, whose day is come in the time of the iniquity of the end. There it is. It is. Are we now in the time of the iniquity of the end? I believe so. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Has anybody ever seen more iniquity? You know, the apostate, this is an updated note here I put in blue here. The apostate leaders have deceived their people to worship the false sun. And now judgment is coming. The dragon, you know how many revelations we've had of the dragon being over the church, stretched out over the church, like that false revival movement. Some of the very prophets in there saw the dragon stretched out over their church. They thought it was an attack on it. No, it wasn't an attack. It's what it was, a deception, the false sun, the dragon. And Eve said, it seems to me that the Father is letting us know that this sword may begin to fall. Mm-hmm. 24. Because you have made your iniquity to be remembered. This is to all those who are described in Matthew 24 and 48, who are saying, the Lord tarrieth and shall begin to beat his fellow servants. Mm-hmm. We know what that happens from 2011 on. There was this very thing, a bunch of Judases, and turning against the brethren, trying to overthrow the ministry, trying to take authority over the ministry when they were apostates and full of demons, and ultimately all of every group from then on was conquered by God Almighty, and because of our prayers. The local brethren, this is again Eve's back in that time, the local brethren here were saying that Nibiru means the crossing. Could October 31st be a point of crossing? I believe so. Or just a sign of it, when as it says, shall we make mirth? She picked up that too. The rod of my son, it contemneth every tree. The father may be beginning to look at the fruit of every tree at this time. Maybe there will be no more delay for his judgment to begin falling on apostates in the house of the Lord. Yes, and that was true, because God, from 2011 on, there was a steady stream of people, because of their sins that they wanted to hide, and because of a heart that was critical of others and unforgiving, God turned them over to the faction demons and the witchcraft demons. So that judgment did fall. So here it is. Rod of my son is what we called it back on 10-08-2011. Eve Brass Revelation. And I put notes in it back then. And I put a few blue notes for now. I had a quick dream this morning, October 8th. In the dream, I was flying through space inside our inner solar system towards the sun. And as I was coming up, I saw Mercury, the messenger, or apostles of the man-child, and Venus, the man-child, and the Earth, us. So there was the messengers, and the messengers of the man-child, and the man-child, and us, the Earth. Mercury and Earth were in alignment, and Venus was extremely close to coming into perfect alignment with them. This is what she saw in her dream. And my note back then was, Eve didn't know this, but these planets are in perfect alignment, or very close to perfect alignment, from October the 31st. That was a good confirmation of her dreams, wasn't it? Until November the 15th. Could this alignment be a sign of heaven for timing, and or just for a still future fulfillment? Yes. So, I was brought in closer, and all my attention was placed on Venus, the man-child. And as I was waking up, I put that note, man-child, because I believe that's what Venus represented there, and Eve thought the same thing. And as I was waking up, I heard a voice say, quote, and he shall be given a rod and a staff with which to rule over the sons of men, unquote. Mm-hmm. The rod of my son, it contemneth, right? Could this be hinting at the, this is my note back then, could this be hinting at the coming anointing? We'll see. The rod represents chastening, and the staff represents restraint or guidance. The alignments of Earth, Mercury, and Venus can actually be seen as a type of a rod. Ezekiel 21:10. See, now we received this way back then, and now we're receiving it again today. Ezekiel 21:10. It is sharpened that it may make a slaughter. That is the sword. It is furbished that it may be as lightning. Shall we then make mirth? The rod of my son, it contemneth every tree. These are the instruments of the shepherd who is coming in the man-child, soon to be the general for his troops. Then I got a blue note here, because I wanted to go back to the verse before that, Ezekiel 21:9, where it says, a sword, it is sharpened. So this, you remember that when Babylon conquered the apostate people of God, it was the sword and it was the plague that they used and fire that they used. the man-child Moses was there to speak the Passover before the destroyer slash dragon. That's true. He was there. He was sent back for that purpose, to bring God's people out of Egypt and to bring them through the wilderness to the mountain of God. And what was he dealing with? The destroyer, the dragon. Even the Egyptians wrote that back then. So the Egyptians agree with what God says in his word back then. They were given an eyewitness view of this, and they wrote about it. And I've already shared that with you. So the verse I put here was Revelation 22:16, "And I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star." That's Venus. Ah. Jesus is the root that brought forth the branch of David, and he is the branch and the rod. Jeremiah chapters 23 and 33. Okay, again, Eve speaking back in 2011. "The scriptures that were given to me for this dream were Ezekiel 40 and 6. Then came he unto the gate which looketh towards the east, and went up the steps thereof, and he measured the threshold of the gate, one reed broad, and the other threshold, one reed broad." And my note back then, Jesus is coming through the eastern gate into the temple of his people. He is measuring the way through which he comes, and many will not measure up. In other words, to walk in his steps, right? John 14 and 6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me." Then Eve's verse here that she got, Jeremiah 30 and 17, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord, because they have called thee an outcast, saying, It is Zion whom no man seeketh after." Zion is the one the devil's after. He's going to shoot himself in the foot. The devil and his Satanists are not able to touch those who are under the blood and under the Passover. The dragon will just pass over them and take out the apostates and the Egyptians. So my note back then was, "Then Zion, the bride, will be sought out and restored, as the scripture says." Brethren, again, I'm speaking of my note back then. There is much more to this story, and time will give more information to draw a more perfect conclusion. Please get ready for more strong delusion to come, and draw near to the Lord and his word through prayer and obedience of faith. And truly, we began a war back then to deliver God's people from apostates, and it worked. It was awesome. The more God revealed us these things, the more we got cleaned up by his grace. People like to hide things, you know. They just want to play church. So now I'm going to go back and share a piece of the revelation we just shared, Sandy Shaw's revelation. And we called it, "I Have Given You Authority." And her title to it was, "You Have No Power." Speaking of the enemy, "You Have No Power Over the Righteous," right? Sandy had this, 10/20/19. We shared it with you. Don and Merlin transcribed it. We received this plot of the Satanists just after I was sent articles of this very thing planned against President Trump and his supporters. Let us cast this down in Jesus' name, who said in Luke 10 and 19, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you." And as I wrote in other parts of this revelation, you can't take Satan's authority away. God has given Satan authority to tread upon the apostates himself. Our authority is for the righteous. The blood has to be on the doorpost, and you have to walk in and out under the lintel under the blood of God, you know, the blood of the Lord. So, scene one, you may remember it. The way this dream starts is I am in a Spanish-speaking country and in a house that looks like a shack. There were 8 to 12 witches of some sort inside. Some practiced voodoo and some brought up spirits from the dead. They were all given different assignments for Halloween, All Saints Day, and the Day of the Dead. So those are 3 days that you should be, I believe, praying and fasting for the righteous and to take down the wicked apostates who are ruling over God's people so that they can now look towards the man-child ministry. See, God is doing this on purpose. He wants to bring down any respect for these wicked people who have taken control of God's people in the name of Christianity when they're not there. They're fakes, like the guy with the mask on, right? They're fakes. And God's got to remove their authority in order that people will look to the man-child. And he's going to give dreams and visions to people, as he's shown us, to show them the man-child and who they should be listening to. And there's going to be a flight of the righteous. I don't say that the apostates will all come. Some of them will repent and come, but they will come to the man-child ministries across the globe and receive instructions for the wilderness. They were all given different assignments for Halloween, All Saints Day, the Day of the Dead. The ones that were given assignments for Halloween were to steal children from all over the world. I can just say that there could be a spiritual aspect to this. This could also mean the death of many of God's children sacrificed by the dragon, the deep state, to Satan on his birthday. Yeah. The ones who practiced voodoo were to take the dolls with their names first and curse them to hell. And, of course, anybody that is a Christian, even if they're an ignorant Christian, they're not going to be able to do that, you know. They may take them out because my people are destroyed for lack of understanding, the Lord said. So he's not denying that for a minute. The dolls with no names were to stand in proxy for anyone who would lift up the name of Jesus. The Satanists hate Jesus, you know. Okay. And the Satanists are deep state and the elite that rule over them. They hate Jesus. They consider it their mortal enemy. So do the Marxists, the communists, the Muslims, the factious. They hate the people who are righteous. They hate the people who are righteous. They are all working for Satan. They're all members of the dragon body. Even the prophet that speaketh lies, he is the tail, right? They're all members of the dragon body to try to bring down the righteous. So they're after anybody that would lift up the name of Jesus. But there's some that lift up the name of Jesus who cannot be taken down because they're under the blood, right? The other witches were told to conjure up all the demonic spirits in hell and praying that not by man's hands, but a spirit of death would go on Trump and look like a heart attack. Well, we rebuked that. We cast it down in the name of Jesus. It ain't gonna happen. Okay. But don't let it stop there. For anyone that agrees with him, remember, we are all to be fasting and casting the curses 24 hours around the clock. Now, that's Satan's witches right there. And that's what they're planning to do. That was their report. They're going to be working around the clock to cast curses, right? And do you think God will let any of those curses land? You'll let them land on apostates. That's not necessarily ignorant people. There are ignorant people who are passing through apostate religions all of the time. And they're looking and they're comparing to the scriptures and they're reading their Bibles and they're going to come on through it, you know. They're going to climb over the bars of the and get out of the playpen, right? They're not guilty. They never were guilty because they're following the Lord. But there are people there that are willfully disobedient and they're in idolatry. They're worshiping that system that is not Christianity. And you can't change your minds. Scene number two. Now it's Halloween, and I'm seeing children being abducted all over the world. The children are young, 4, 5, and 6, and I only saw a few young girls, 12 and 13 years of age, being abducted. I believe this could be also, in a spiritual way, spiritual ages of God's children, that they're going to be taken out. Scene three. Now I'm back in another country, in the mountains somewhere, and I see a pole barn that's huge. It has a back wall with two sides connected that was just a few feet long. And there were hundreds of boxes with the voodoo dolls in them. And someone grabbed one of the first boxes and opened it, and it had a bunch of different names on the dolls, right? The Donald Trump doll was on top. They had even made his hair from corn silk. And all of a sudden, it's dark. And there are a few hundred people there now, all dressed in ceremonial costumes. They were grabbing and cursing the dolls. There was a huge bonfire going on. Then they would throw the dolls into the fire and go and grab another doll until they were all gone. Well, that's kind of voodoo. That's what they do, you know. Thank you, Lord, that it's going to backfire on them, you know. Yes, they may send some curses upon apostates, but it's going to backfire on them in a big way. Scene four. Then I'm in another place, and these witches are dressed up in their ceremonial garments, and they're all chanting, lifting up their god. Then they would bring out a child and sacrifice it. They kept doing this until they felt that they had enough power. I got to tell you, this trafficking of children around the globe goes right back to the Satanists, the deep state, and the criminals in our government who are crazy. Did you notice which one of them are crazy? You know why they're crazy? That happens to everybody that falls into faction and witchcraft. I'm here to tell you, I've seen it. You know why those people are crazy? Because they're into witchcraft, faction, sacrificing the children. Listen to me. I'm telling you. And a lot of them is going to be found out. Some of them won't be found out, but they'll be taken out anyway. They kept doing that until they felt to have enough power. That's how they gained power. Remember, I've been telling you that. Then they would start calling up from hell the spirit of death. And there is a spirit of death. Yes, and it takes people out. And in this case, in a spiritual way, it could be the destroyer of the Passover. Then they brought in three of the young girls, and they did some kind of chant, and then three men took the girls by the hand and threw them in a room. Scene number five. I'm now back in the shack. The same witches that were there are there now. They were there to give a report. One said, "What's that smell? That sweet smell." And then she yelled, "Someone here is a traitor." Yeah, they were all traitors. The one that was there was not a traitor. Okay. "Someone here is a traitor. Which one is it?" And then God got me out of there and I woke up. Praise the Lord. And by random received Jeremiah 24:9. "I will even give them up to be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the earth for evil, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse in all places where I will drive them." I can tell you that a curse is upon not only the witches and the Satanists and those that are being driven out and are running to hide in all corners of the globe right now, but also the apostate Christians. They're going to be shamed. They have no right to call themselves Christians. They are apostates. They rebel against God's word. The very word rebellion means witchcraft, you know. So, as we know from the scriptures. So, Father, we do ask all the brethren out there to do whatever they can do as far as fasting and praying for these 3 days, for the righteous, against the wicked, and that God clean up his church. Drain the swamp. Lord, you're using this to drain the swamp. And Lord, we need this. These people can't go into the wilderness with us because they'll just pollute your people. And we ask you in Jesus' name, Lord, if you would, drain the swamp. Lord, you're not going to do anything unrighteous. Everything you do is just and right. And you're telling us what to say, what to prophesy, what's going to happen. And we thank you, Lord, for this in Jesus' name. Now, I suggest that the government is getting prepared for the witches to do their thing so that they would have power with Satan to do what they want to do. And I got to tell you, they're going to do some things. As we've been saying all along, they're going to try to take out a bunch of Christians and conservatives. They're going to take out a lot of Americans, you know, collateral damage. But that's who they're mostly after. But God's going to take them out. When they're through doing their job, God's going to take them out. So just, you know, take this as a sign, as another warning about what's coming, whether it happens on Halloween or whether it happens after Halloween. I believe it could happen on Halloween. That's when they're pronouncing the curse. But, you know, our curse continues. It doesn't stop. It's not in time, so to speak. The Lord himself pronounced the curse of Deuteronomy 28 upon the wicked apostate people of God, and it's there. And can the devil take advantage of it? Of course he can take advantage of it. So I say pray for these next 3 days, and even now, fast and pray. Whatever you can do to fast and pray, please, and pray and give thanks to God and do spiritual warfare, casting down the wicked. And thank you so much for joining us today. And I know this is a little bit confusion for you, but I hope you got something out of it. Father, we thank you. We ask you to bless Michael Harris. He comes and shares a word. And pray that all the brethren will be diligent to do something about this. And we thank you that we have authority. I give you authority, the Lord says. So we're going to exercise it in Jesus' name. God bless you. Good night.